Hello, foodies and geeks. It's Matt Man.
And I'm not Tom Tom.
And I'm here with the Reverend. Say hello.
Hello.
We're recording an episode of The Deep Fried Geeks, our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Tommy Two Stars is busy eating sushi and Snickers bars probably right now.
That is harsh, but fair.
Those are his favorite foods. It's sushi, Snickers, and chicken and dumplings. Those are officially, like, if he had, like, a Match.com, that would be listed as his three favorite foods.
So, like, instead of, like, going to Match.com, puts in his info, instead of getting a lady, it just is like, would you be interested in chicken dumplings? And be like, well, this algorithm gets me.
Like, yes. Would you be interested in Snickers bars? Yes. And then a big picture of a bear, Tommy, just pops
up. And then, like, sushi's along for the ride. Hit the oh yeah button.
I think you've done this Match.com thing before.
Yeah. I got matched with a thing that just says doesn't do well with commitment.
So we're here today to have a discussion about the new Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi.
Because I have issues with it.
You do have issues. And I think it's probably better that I talk to somebody with issues rather than Tommy, because Tommy loved it too.
Because you weren't watching it. If you watch it, you can't objectively say that it did not have a plethora of issues.
I think there's things I had issues with. But ultimately, I enjoyed the film very much.
All right, so spoilers. Obviously, if you're listening to this...
I think we should do spoilers.
How do I want to say this? If you're listening to this... You're so deep into a geek culture wormhole that you probably have seen it 7 times by now.
Yeah, probably.
7-8 times.
A lot of people who are listening to it has probably seen it several times. I know some
people are probably on their way to seeing it again as they listen to this.
Some listeners that I know have listened to it have probably watched it 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
So, I've only seen it once, believe it or not, because I'm a busy man.
I think you should take away your nerd pass.
I think I should, too. But I am planning on seeing it again. I don't know if I'm going to go see Jumanji
Wait,
first.
Would that be a geek pass or a nerd pass?
It'd be a geek pass, because technically we're geeks. We're not nerds.
Speak for yourself.
Nerds are smart.
I feel like I'm a nerd, not a geek. And maybe that's where some of my issues
I think you
come
have
from.
More nerd qualities than geek qualities, yes. Because ultimately, you're not like a huge Star Wars geek. Like, you like Star Wars.
I enjoy it for what it is.
But I wouldn't call you a Star Wars fanboy.
I would not go out of my way to watch it.
Yes. Okay, have you seen every Star Wars movie?
Except the Ewok Christmas special.
You haven't seen the Christmas special?
No.
Have you seen the cartoons?
Yeah.
Droids and then the Ewoks cartoon?
No, I saw the Ewoks. I saw the Rebels cartoon.
Well, the Christmas special isn't an Ewok special. It's a Wookiee special. So it's about Life Day. So Wookiees have a holiday they celebrate called Life Day, and that's what that's about.
So, hypothetically... What if Ewoks aren't a separate species? They're just like the little people of the Wookiee world. And they got,
boom,
they've got like
blown.
Isolated to this this moon because the Wookiees were embarrassed and ashamed of them because they're bigoted.
I think that's a
I think
whole
it's well
other
known.
Movie that Rian Johnson should.
I know.
I think that's what the whole next trilogy should be about, is Wookiee segregation.
And how bigoted Wookiees are. Wookiees are well-known bigots.
I think so.
Yeah.
So you've seen you've seen the prequels.
Yeah.
And then you've seen Rogue One.
Yeah.
And you've
Rogue One was amazing.
Okay.
Like, as a guy who enjoys sitting on my couch in my underwear watching Netflix till 2 in the morning, Rogue One was amazing.
Yeah,
it was everything
good.
That was great about Star Wars. It was surprise after surprise. It was action and drama, and it was the Force, and it was laser beams, and it was
turned on
perfect.
Right now.
I know. And then at the end. Like, the end, I was like, when they all died, I was like, that was a great ending. But it wasn't over. And normally that's, like, the worst thing you could do is, like, go on from an ending that had a good ending. But then it...
Like the Hobbit movies or, like, Lord of the Rings and Return of the King, and they have 5 endings.
And then one of them was, like, Eagles, and you're like, just write the freaking Eagles there in the first place, you stupid. Anyways, and so at the end of this, they did the thing where they died, and then they hand the thing to Princess Leia, as in, like, the still kind of hot Princess Leia, unless you're into that thing. And... Like, I got chills up and down my body. That's how a movie should be. That was, so, Rogue One was everything perfect about Star Wars.
Those chills you're talking about, I got several times in this new Star Wars movie.
Because you're dumb.
All right, so real quick before we dive in, let's rank your, like, what is, we don't have to do all of them, but what is your absolute favorite Star Wars movie?
Rogue One, this one, at this point.
Okay. Rogue One's your favorite. What's your number two?
Probably so Rogue One came episode out. Six, the Return of the Jedi.
Jedi is your favorite?
Yeah, followed by A New Hope.
Okay.
Followed by... probably the first of the new ones. The...
Oh, The Phantom Menace?
No, that one's garbage.
Oh, Force Awakens?
Yeah, Force Awakens, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then...
Empire's after Force Awakens?
Yeah, I think so. I wasn't a huge Empire fan as a kid.
I'm not a huge Empire fan either. There's a lot of fanboys that's like number one. But mine's Jedi. Jedi's my favorite.
I saw somebody put The Last Jedi as their number one on Facebook this week. So obviously people are wrong about things.
And then your absolute least favorite before Last Jedi?
It might be this one.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Like it's to that right. level. I have this much despise of this new movie.
So usually on Deep Fried Geeks, what we do when we do movie reviews is we break down and we do... our favorite things that happen first, and then we do like a non-spoiler review. And then we do our favorite things in non-spoiler, and then kind of our favorite least thing. And then we do a spoiler review and breakdown. But
let's start with the non-spoiler review.
Okay. So, non-spoiler review for me, I really enjoyed the movie. I think it felt a lot like Star Wars to me. And there was a lot of beats that made me super happy. And I thought overall it was a really fun movie. Like, it was like, I think it's the most popcorn flicky Star Wars we have. I think that's kind of the best description I could give it. It definitely was a popcorn flick. It didn't have a lot of substance, but the substance that it did have was a lot of callbacks and things that I enjoyed. Was it perfect? No. But I think you should definitely go see it in a theater. That's my official non-spoiler review.
My non-spoiler review is it sets up another movie very well. I will be honest and give it the one praise that I can possibly think to give it, to say that it leaves the franchise right in the hands of J.J. Abrams to do something great with it.
Mm-hmm.
My honest...
I agree with that statement.
Honest feelings are, in a couple months, a new Han Solo movie is coming out, and it's going to be fantastic. Just go ahead and don't spend your money. Go out and just, like, put it... In a safe savings account, and by the time the new movie comes out, that $13 will earn you like 5 or 6 cents interest. Take that extra 5 or 6 cents interest, buy a piece of popcorn, and go see the Han Solo movie.
So, what about watching it like in DVD or getting a red box?
Yeah, like obviously, if you've got to go watch it on DVD or Blu-ray, just because it's part of the canon.
You don't think it's worth seeing in theater at all?
I regretted my purchase.
Wow.
Yeah, and like I would have known I regretted it without having seen it. But having seen it, I regret it.
Wow. That's pretty hardcore.
Halfway through the movie, all I could think was, I'm going to have to force myself to watch this movie in the future. And I'm going to do it because the next one's going to be awesome. But right now, I wish I wasn't stuck here.
That's hardcore. But so really...
I've got issues. I've got a list of issues right in front of me. And I can't wait to dive into them.
All right, so I guess we can dive in. So let's dive in for, like, let's go spoiler review things that I really enjoyed about the movie. And that way when I say I really enjoyed it and then later if we come back and you really hated that part, then we can kind of talk about that a little bit. Things I really enjoyed about the movie, the opening scene for me was, like, the best opening I think we've ever had in a Star Wars.
What was the opening again?
It was, you go in and they're straight up in a fight, in a space battle, and you have Poe Dameron there, and they're attacking the Dreadnought.
All right, you're right. I did like that.
Attacking the Dreadnought.
And I loved how they had the B-bomber, B-wing.
The bombers
actually was
were amazing,
bomber.
And it was super cool.
Yeah.
And then they have that, and then you...
That adds something else to my list, come to think of it. Go ahead.
The part where Poe is kind of talking to the Resistance was kind of like... killed that part a little bit for me because they started off with jokes right away again. But I get what they're trying to go with Poe. And then the whole scene where they're blowing up the bombers and the bombers are blowing up. And then it's like suspenseful and you don't know if the bombers are going to drop. And then the girl kind of holds her necklace and uses the force and kicks the thing and blows up the bombs and she dies. And then you have Poe going against Leia.
Did she use the force or she just kicked the ladder?
I think she kind of used the force and like kind of summoned it.
I think she kicked the ladder.
She kicked the ladder, but she stops and she closes her eyes and everything goes quiet and she grabs her necklace and then she kicks the ladder. So I think she was definitely like connecting with the force.
I agree to disagree, sir. Agree to disagree.
That was like by far probably one of my favorite parts.
It was amazing, but she kicked the ladder. It wasn't the force.
I really enjoyed that. I, for one, a lot of people disagree with me, but I really enjoyed Luke Skywalker. I thought his whole portion was wonderful.
Ooh, I can't wait to talk about that.
I really liked... it just felt like a lot of fun. Like, there was just so many fun moments. The R2-D2 moment was super emotional. I cried a little bit when Luke saw R2 for the first time again, and he goes in the Falcon, and he has that moment with R2, and R2 throws up the thing with Princess Leia. I loved that.
I'm just going to keep making my... Because the more you talk about it, the more I hate this movie.
And then, for me, I really enjoyed the... I didn't really enjoy the end. But I enjoyed parts of the end where, like, Finn was kind of sacrificing himself and stuff like that I liked. All right. Let's dive into your complaints.
All right. Just to warn you guys, I have an 18-point complaint list thus far.
And I will defend.
All right. The first, my biggest problem with it. I don't know if it's my biggest. But it was a huge problem with it. The chase, the idea of a chase was very contrived and stupid. Because the Imperial ships have light speed. Why would they not just do this and like pull on the handle for just a second and get really far ahead of them, turn around and cut them off from the other side? Oh, look, all right, bad radio. Matt is like staring at me right now. Oh snap, the Reverend has just nailed me. And this movie's terrible.
I don't think light speed works that way. I don't think you can get, like, directly in front of them.
Why not?
You have to jump, like, a whole parsec.
Says who?
Says the movies in the past that they kind of threw away.
You just pull back the handle anytime.
Okay. So let's say they jump forward.
No, not all of them. Just one or two ships jump forward.
One or two ships jumps forward.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and they come at the ship. And then what are they going to do now?
Shoot it.
They don't want to shoot it. They want to capture
them.
No, they don't. They don't want to kill them.
They want to kill them. They were shooting to kill at the end.
But they have their force field up, so they can't kill
only on
them.
The back.
So they're waiting for the whole force field.
No, only
thing.
On the back. They shifted all the power to the back.
Okay. So let's say they go up to the front, they come around the front, and then they shift the power back to the front.
Then the guys in the back can shoot them. And they also have way more ships. They've got like 27 ships to the one Calamari cruiser. I just ruined the movie for Matt.
No, you didn't ruin it
it's
for
ruined.
Me.
It's ruined. On point number one of 18, I ruined it.
I enjoyed the chase because they've never done anything like that before. It was brand new. The idea tracker. And the idea of the tracker goes all the way back to Rogue One. So they planted that scene
I showed
in Rogue
you that.
One.
Don't turn your back on me.
No, but it's true, though.
That is true. Their tracker was pretty good. But once they were in regular space and they can't hyperjump because of fuel. By the way, we've never talked about fuel consumption in this universe before. But
ever,
all of a sudden,
it's
fuel's
like
a thing.
Of,
yeah. Like, that's great. You put that Easter egg in, but you kind of missed you're missing the forest for the trees. Never talking about fuel.
All right, but again, we're talking about a Star Wars movie. We're talking about a sci-fi movie. You can't be critical in things that make sense in a sci-fi movie.
Yes, you can. You got to be consistent. The same problems that plague, because this is one of my big issues with this film. Is it was so not consistent with the franchise on so many levels. You want to get into another one?
But I think the reason why it wasn't consistent is because they're trying to start a new movie and a new trilogy and go into the future of Star Wars.
Well, then find new characters. But you didn't.
They did find new characters.
Yeah, but they put it
And they're slowly killing off all the old characters.
Yeah, but you've got to do one or the other. Like, you either got to say, we're going to go 100 years in the future, new universe. Or 100 years in the past. Or I would love a Star Wars franchise when somebody discovers the Force. And they're living a existence on, like, an Earth-like planet where they haven't done
Star Wars. And I think they'll definitely go there. But I think the problem is you have so many fanboys right now that expect certain things, and they wanted their characters, and they wanted Han and Leia and Luke. And I think this
then
is
just
a perfect
continue
way
it. Just
to
ride that pony. Dance with the one that took you to the ball.
They are riding the pony for three whole movies.
But they change the characters in fundamental ways that make them not who they are.
People change in 30 years.
Not like they do.
100%.
Sir, I agree to disagree, okay. And we continue this conversation. Right.
What's the second
This is going to get heated. This is going to be the most contentious podcast ever. But let's go into that. All right, my problem number two. Luke doesn't quit. Mark Hamill himself said this. Should we pause it when this truck is driving by the billion?
Yeah, we can pause it real quick. Boom. And we're back from the truck pulling
away. Yeah, there was a large truck that pulled away right when I was about to just destroy Luke Skywalker.
Get your emotion back.
Tell me this movie was good one time to my face.
It was amazing.
All right, so you're wrong, and I will tell you why. Luke Skywalker doesn't quit. He's a religious fanatic. And the problem he had in the original trilogy, and I listened to an interview with him because I knew I was coming on this, so I actually did research because I care. Mark Hamill himself said this is not.
He said this is not my Luke Skywalker.
George Lucas's. No, this is not George Lucas's.
George Lucas's vision.
There's only one Skywalker, though. That's the point of having a continuous thing. His problems was that he would always attack things he wasn't ready for. He would always. When everyone else said don't go, he would still go. Mm-hmm. He would always overtrust the Force. He was always innately good. I'd almost say he's one of the few innately good characters we've ever had.
I disagree. I think Luke battled a lot more with light and dark than you think he did. In Jedi, that's almost the whole point of the last fight scene, is he turns and he tries to kill the Emperor. And so the Emperor is telling him, strike me down, and da-da-da-da-da, and grab your lightsaber and feel the hate. And in both fight scenes, whenever Luke is confronted with Vader, Luke goes to the dark side. Luke is
He flirts with the dark side. He doesn't
Luke
go to the dark side.
Luke is afraid of the dark side. And he's afraid of Vader.
But he knows to fight it.
He knows to fight it, for sure. But if something keeps coming back at you and keeps coming back at you, and then in a person you see you love and that you have helped raise, all of a sudden you see that they're purely dark, like, that's going to scare the shit out of you.
All right, time out. I just want to throw one thing out there. What's the bad guy's name?
Kylo Ren?
Yeah, Kylo Ren.
Okay.
My personal theory was that Luke wasn't trying to kill Kylo Ren because he was evil. Luke was trying to kill Kylo Ren because he's really freaking annoying.
I love Kylo Ren.
Really?
I love his
emo-ness. But he loves me. I'm not good enough bad guy.
Well, he's going to be like that because he grew up with royalty.
Well,
so he's going to be a spoiled brat.
If you live with Dashboard Confessional, would you not try to kill him one time?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Exactly. He's Dashboard Confessional of the Force. So I don't think Luke was trying to kill him because he was bad. I think Luke...
Because he was annoyed.
Yeah, and I don't think he was going to kill him. I think... And, like, I don't know if I want to go down that road. I'm going to hold back on that one.
I think that... to me, it made perfect sense of Luke being afraid and running away. Because Luke never got full training.
Running away and trying to kill somebody in his sleep? He's not going to kill somebody in his sleep.
But he thought about it. And he stopped. Luke said that himself.
But he wouldn't have
thought about
it,
and I decided that I was weak, and so I stopped, and then Kylo woke up. Luke's always flirted. Luke's flirted with the dark side.
Flirting and then killing somebody in their sleep are two different things.
But that's still flirting. That's still having a moment of weakness.
No, he's trying to kill somebody in their sleep.
He didn't try to do it. He opened the lightsaber and he stopped.
That's trying to do it.
Trying to do it would have been trying and failing would be trying to do it.
He did try and fail. He tried. When you pull out your lightsaber.
He tried and he stopped.
All right. So what you're saying is if you get mad at your insert family member tonight and you pull out a gun while they're sleeping in their room, There's nothing wrong with that.
There's something wrong with that.
Lawyered, sir. Yes. You just got lawyered. He attempted to kill...
But he also attempted to kill the Emperor.
Yeah, but the Emperor kind of had it coming.
The Emperor is pure evil. And he thought that Kylo was pure evil.
No, he saw evil in him. He didn't say pure evil.
No, he said that he saw that he had fully committed to Snoke, and that Snoke had turned him completely to the dark
side.
No,
he said he saw too much dark to overcome. That's not completely evil. Palpatine had no good left in him. Vader had good left in him.
And he didn't think Kylo had any good left in him.
No, he said overcome, not no good left in him. He stopped because he thought
Too much good to overcome is no good left.
No, that's not. Sir.
I enjoyed the way Luke was going because I think Luke has always been torn. And he's always, even in the...
But he doesn't give up. This Luke gave up.
He did give up.
Luke doesn't give up.
Because his nephew that he trained killed all his Padawans.
What happened when his uncle said, you can't leave this planet and go to Star School, Starfighter School? He kept pressing Uncle Owen and...
Yeah, Aunt Beru.
Yeah, that's it. What happened when Yoda said, you can't go and fight Vader?
He went.
Luke doesn't quit.
Luke. But I think there's some things that make you want to quit. I think that's innately human.
No, it makes him want to, but he doesn't. Luke, his vice isn't quitting. We should get another beer, and I've got... We're on number 2 of 18. Okay. This is...
I think ultimately we're going to have to agree to disagree, because...
To disagree, you're wrong, and then we're fine.
Oh, yeah. I'm not wrong.
Number 3. There was a scene where I thought Finn was going to kill himself, and I thought it was actually pretty cool. Not that I want to see Finn die, and it wouldn't be so out of place for a sci-fi franchise to kill off the only black character. That's kind of what they do. But... Like, realistically, right? Because look at every sci-fi thing. That's okay. Pretty much what happens. All right. Judge me if you want to, but you can't. It's the truth.
Yes, but I enjoyed that they were going to kill Finn for a moment. But
I did,
then,
too. Like, I respected it. I admired it.
But I think it's better for them to move on with Finn.
So I'm fine with Finn living. I'm good with Finn living. I'm glad he lived. My problem, though, is the way they did it. So you have this Asian character who...
Rose.
I need to learn names, not just races. At some point, I'm going to get to that point. Rose, her sister was amazing. That intro?
Yeah,
I'm
cool.
With you. Before we were talking, or maybe part of this podcast, it all kind of blurs together.
Part of the podcast.
All right. So, in the early part of the podcast, Matt Man over here talks about how much he loves the intro and how much he loves the sister. If you rotate the two sister characters, I would be okay with that.
Right.
My problem is that Rose wasn't likable.
How is she not likable?
She's the tattletale that would yell, that would call you out when you were... By the way, Finn, we're going on a whole...
She was completely loyal. She's inherently good.
Narc.
Inherently good.
Snitch.
She was
stitches get stitches.
Listen, this one you're fucking wrong, David. Sorry for the curse word.
I forgive thee.
She was mad and didn't want people to escape because her sister just died for a cause.
Narc.
So if your sister just died for a cause.
Snitch.
And you have a group of people who are also trying to die to run away from that cause, you wouldn't try to stop them and be pissed off.
No, she would, but she shouldn't be a character that's featured. She should just be that faceless, generic white guy with a taser. That you go around.
I liked Rose a lot. I liked the character, the lady who played her. But what I think they could have done better, we could rewrite this movie all day.
She wasn't a good actress.
She was a great actress.
She had one character she performed. Is like the lovable fangirl.
That's the point. That was the whole point.
No, you gotta have depth. She has no depth.
Because she was in one movie so far. They haven't built her up at all.
So you're saying that any character in one movie has no depth?
A lot of times, yes.
Not good characters in good movies.
So what I think would have made her character better is if she would have died.
Oh, I agree. If she would have died, she would have redeemed herself.
If she would have been the one to try to say, I'm going to do this. I want to be a resistance
hero. Amazing.
That would have been perfect. I agree with that.
I agree with that, too. Congratulations. Handshake. And if Finn would we are shaking hands right now on agreement.
Finn would have tried to stop her and yelled no, and then that would have, because what they're trying to do with the
whole
Finn
would have grown courage.
Right. Yeah. What they're trying to do with Finn and Rose is they're trying to show development of Finn, where Finn can start caring for more people than just Poe or Rey.
And he would have done it if she would have died.
Yeah, I agree.
But Finn's out of her league.
Obviously not, because I think they're going to do a romance thing.
And it's stupid, because Finn's out of her league.
Yeah.
If I saw Finn and Rose walking down the street, I'd be like, man, she's got something on
Finn
him.
Rey. Yeah. I want Finn Rey to be happen.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, Rose could have been a situational character who died. All right. So speaking of characters that should have killed themselves in a glorious fashion, you're going to agree with me on this one.
Okay.
Akbar deserved a better death.
Akbar deserved more than what they did.
A way better. So I realize that there are cultural issues. I'm doing the quotation marks for those who can't see me on this podcast. With a guy named Akbar jihading himself
That's funny.
into a starship.
I think it would have made more sense for Akbar to do that than Laura Dern. Or even Leia.
Yeah, exactly. One of the two of them deserved to go out that way. You're not going to introduce a random character when you kill off...
They introduced her in Force Awakens, though, too. She was in Force Awakens. But
she's not memorable enough to matter. So, you have a character that's lasted the span of three movies. Loved character. And he had a chance to go out as a martyr.
I think Akbar,
And then you're going to pull this random character who we don't like, and you're going to try to make her likable for no reason. You're allowed to have characters we don't like. When Akbar could have easily driven his ship that he fought in Return of the Jedi. How many years?
Why
30
not? Yeah,
years?
I agree.
Yeah. Give me a break.
They could have made Akbar that whole character of him disagreeing with Poe.
And I think they were so scared.
And Akbar fighting and everything else.
I think they were so scared of the Jar Jar being sort of very racist kind of thing that they didn't want to use Akbar in that way. I wish they would have just turned, lifted a finger to the critics and said, you can make of this what you will, but this is the story. And I would have been behind it. But instead, you have to manufacture a character? Get out of here.
No, I agree with that. I think it would have been a much better beat if they would have had Akbar do it.
Let's just talk about that new leader, too. She sucked. I didn't like her. They tried to redeem her, but I was like, this is so contrived.
I think she was exactly what she needed to be,
though. It was forced and contrived. Like, this movie's so contrived. Like, it was... You think about the characters, but you don't think about the story. You find the characters you wanted. The lovable loser. The commander who seems tough, but she knows what she's doing underneath. The bad guy who... what's the one general that doesn't have the powers?
General Hux?
Yeah, who's the Ivy League graduate, but kind of a douchebag and doesn't have street smarts. That guy, like, all these characters are so contrived that you lose the plot. You lose the fact that you can just take these starships and just Lightspeed a second, turn around, and cut them off at the pass. Like, that's my problem with this movie.
But you could do that with any Star Wars movie.
No, you can't. Name another movie. Like, even the stupid... what's the first prequel?
Phantom Menace.
Yeah, take the Phantom Menace. The problem wasn't that the plot was contrived or that the characters were bad. It was that it was corny. What I'm saying is this movie is so contrived, the plot, and the characters are so just generic.
That's the thing. The movie wasn't about the plot. The movie was about the individual characters.
And the characters were so generic. And
this whole movie was about character growth. And that's why I like when you say that it fed into
a
new movie perfect.
Who grew?
Everybody grew.
Who?
Rey grew.
How?
Rey is starting to get past needing to know her past and needing to know her parents and wanting to be picked up on the planet.
She didn't. She never cared about her parents. She cares about who she is.
She totally cared. That was the whole thing of the fucking movie, was she was wanting to know who her parents were.
First off, you're getting angry, so I need to take a deep breath.
Okay.
But no.
The whole thing about the movie was Rey wanting to know who her parents were. That was one of the
major
plots.
It's about Rey wanting to know who she is, not her parents. Their parents are part of who she is.
Yes.
She wants to know who she is.
But also wanting to know who her parents were.
As part of who she is. And I will agree, she moved to the point where that one issue of who she is
and she made up
wasn't
her mind.
So important.
She made up her mind and decided who she was. She decided that she was a person who was going to fight for good and fight for the people that she cares about.
She already knew that.
She decided that she was going to fight for the people that she loves.
So what you're saying is her character development was she was going to fight for who she loves into who she turned into someone who's going to fight for who she loves. That is some very deep character development.
That's not what the original movie was about. It was not about her fighting for who she loves.
That's who she was at the beginning of the movie.
The original movie was her trying to run away from the Force, and then her being cut in Force Awakens. She wanted to run away from the Force, and then Kylo kidnapped her.
Why did she go to find Luke then?
She went to find Luke to help out
the good
resistance.
Yeah, so she went for somebody that wants to fight for good in the resistance to somebody who wants to fight for good in the resistance.
But she also wanted to
fight. There's no growth.
But she wanted to fight for the resistance, but she wanted to know who she was. She wanted to find out who she was and what. She even said it. What her place in all of this was.
It's to fight for the resistance. She knew she was. And you might say she.
That's not necessarily her place.
By the way, can we just take a A B
what if
fast?
Rey becomes the chosen one?
All right, no. Han, time out. More important, B. Who takes her? Who drives her to where she needs to go?
What do you mean?
Who drove her to that place to meet Luke?
Chewbacca.
Who waits patiently while she's dealing with her stuff?
Chewbacca.
Who makes sure that she's safe?
Chewbacca.
Who's her father?
We don't know.
It sounds a lot like Chewbacca. I realize that's kind of a stepfather role, but a stepfather's a father too, so right. Respect it.
Chewie got the shaft in this movie, though.
I know. I wanted. All right, that brings another point, because we're going to fight for this
forever.
I
don't think the movie doesn't have flaws, but I still enjoyed the movie. I still had fun watching it. It still felt like a Star Wars movie.
Shut up, Matt. We're talking about the flaws. All right, the characters that need more screen time. Chewbacca?
Yeah.
Because, like, the whole thing with eating the little character, he doesn't care. Chewbacca doesn't have a heart. Like,
Chewbacca totally has a heart.
He's hungry.
That's Chewbacca. Oh. He's a hairy heart.
All right, number two.
Okay.
R2-D2. R2-D2 needed a lot more screen time.
Yeah, he didn't get much at all.
C-3PO was fine. C-3PO got plenty.
Not
but
really.
Why?
They're replacing him with BB-8.
Yeah, but R2-D2 has a place, too.
He does. I agree.
And I didn't give him due diligence.
Okay.
All right. And, those are the two characters I thought needed more time.
Let's all right. Keep... So, what, we're only at number five now?
No. We
jump forward?
We started going all over a bunch. Let's go to number five, though, on my list. I've gone a lot forward. Hold on a second. Motorcycle. Hey, we're back after a... emergency run.
So I think we ended at talking about C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yeah. C-3PO enough, R2-D2 could use a lot more. And just, I did get some chills when Luke hugs.
That was hardcore. And yeah. Then R2-D2 showed in the Leia video.
So
you were going into number five.
No, we already, that was number, number five. So, this is going to be controversial. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Okay.
But I'm never afraid of controversy.
Okay.
I'm kind of a bad boy.
Reverend Bad Boy.
Reverend Bad Boy. All right. So, when Rey asked, what is the Force?
Okay. I don't remember his answer.
The Force is your feelings, everything that holds, binds all the stuff
right.
together.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to midichlorians?
Still the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No. So, like, I get the fact that when you explain away the mystery of something, like, that was one of the biggest gripes of episode one was that you explained away the Force to something scientific.
David.
And I get...
Oh, sorry. Whoops.
You can
Reverend.
Say it. Reverend. The Reverend.
The Force is in everything. In everybody. And that's midichlorians. So midichlorians is a way for them to track the Force. Midichlorians is just another word for finding the Force in you. The Force is in everything and surrounds us and binds us. So them saying midichlorians is just like them giving a name to the Force. That's all it is.
It's not giving a name. It's giving a definition, a reason. And you're going to say that you can go through it and not even mention Metachlorians? Like, you're ashamed of episode one?
There's no reason for them to mention Metachlorians.
What is the Force? Metachlorians.
Mm-mm. Do you think a rock has Metachlorians in it?
Yeah.
No.
Can they... She moved rocks.
Because she moved it with the Force.
A.K.A. Metachlorians. You just said they're the same thing. So which is it, Matt?
Because Metachlorians is
Man, what is it?
Metachlorians is a way for them to track the Force in a human body.
No. Metachlorians are in everything.
Because Metachlorians are the Force.
Exactly. So why not mention it when she said, what is the Force? Why not define it by the thing it is?
Because Luke doesn't know about Metachlorians. Luke knows the Force is an archaic thing. Why would he not? Thing.
So what you're saying is he's so primitive that Yoda didn't pass on that one little tidbit.
Yoda had no reason to say... That'd be like somebody wanting to know why you pee and explaining what the bladder is. There's no reason for you just to, hey, you got a thing in ya, and it fills up, and you gotta pee. It's the same. Yoda's like, hey, you got Force, you're gonna use it. He's not gonna say,
wait, how old?
Well, you see, young Skywalker, the Metachlorians the Force is.
Yeah, but like, by not mentioning it, they're denying episode one.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. All right, agree to disagree, because you're never gonna come around on that.
No.
And I know you're not, but, all right, number six, Asian girl in general kind of sucked. Number
we
seven, Admiral Ackbar. Yep.
Yep.
I just want to reemphasize those two. Number eight, random rebel leader. We already talked about that. Leia was kind of
beautiful. Leia was perfect. There's nothing wrong with Leia. That was the most
right, number
moving
10.
Performance that Carrie Fisher has ever had.
Oh, Return of the Jedi.
No, this beat Return of the Jedi.
You, sir.
This was complete character development.
What?
And a complete turnaround.
No.
She went full back into a general.
No.
And the leader of the resistance.
Return of the Jedi. She went from slave to badass. Bad butt. Excuse me. Reverend apologizes.
Reverends aren't allowed to cuss.
Exactly. That's why I didn't say that.
Yes.
She went from slave.
Okay.
To kill her.
Who did she kill? Jabba.
No. Oh, yeah, she killed him. But, like, also, all the stormtroopers that she...
She killed stormtroopers in A New Hope.
I know. So, that was the full... But she went down, like, Jesus. She humbled herself. I'm not saying she's like Jesus. But in that way, she is like Jesus.
Okay.
She humbled herself to do what it took to achieve...
But so, Leia was always a rebel leader. She was a rebel leader when Darth found her.
She was
leading the rebels.
She was born into it. She became it with that moment when she fought on Endor.
The moment between Luke and Leia was like spellbinding.
Are you talking about when they made out as brother and sister?
No.
I know you're not, but I just wanted to mention that.
That one gets me.
They totally made out as brother and sister.
Yeah, they did a couple times.
And I like my sister, but I wouldn't make out with her.
No? Never mind.
Oh, by the way, congratulations, Lindsay. You're pregnant with number two. I'm just going to go ahead and say this.
You think your sister's listening?
Well, yeah, but they haven't announced it yet.
Well, congratulations.
I know. So, what are the odds? Maybe we should take that part out.
I don't know how risky. Long you listen to us, but we don't edit very much.
All right. Well, if you're listening to this, don't tell my sister that I told the world that she's pregnant with number two.
I don't think anybody will
care. She's pretty far pregnant. She's going to tell everyone in a second, and then it's pretty obvious.
You think it's twins like Luke and Leia, and
they're going
to make out?
That'd be freaking amazing, but no, they're not. It's just one. Like, it's old enough to have a sonograph.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, keep going.
So, Leia had several beats that were... Leia was a consistent character.
Yeah, I'll agree with
you
that.
You can't say that they changed Leia at all.
No,
Leia
she
was
like,
consistent. She was supportive. She was motherly.
Hold on a second. We're going to take a pause for this. I'm going to make a comment to Matt, and he's going to laugh really hard. I'm going to unpause it right there.
Why was you
You don't know the joke I just said because it was an inside joke between
Matt
and I.
That's like when you're listening to like a rap song and they bleep it out and you're like, what did they say?
But the host comes out laughing and everyone's like, I really want to know what they said. They just had an inside joke. But you guys don't live in, we shouldn't tell them where we live.
No, they know where we live.
In Manhattan, Kansas.
Manhattan, Kansas.
Where Kansas State University is. And so.
Okay, so your Leia complaint wasn't too much. It was just meh.
Meh.
Okay.
All right, next, we're going to keep going. Lightsaber duels.
Amazing. That duel with Kylo and Rey? How cool was that? He kills Snoke, and then they fight all the guards? All
right, we're going to go into the Snoke thing. All right, so Snoke.
Wait, you didn't enjoy that lightsaber duel with Rey and Kylo
against the guards? No, it wasn't long. It was just like...
It was like 4 minutes.
Oh, with the guards, yeah. The guards was cool.
That was badass.
Yeah, but that was like... They don't have the Force.
The guards?
Yeah.
They were still badass.
Yeah.
And they had cool weapons.
Yeah,
and
no,
then
no.
There was the lightsaber duel between Kylo and Luke Skywalker. That wasn't much of anything.
Let's not talk about that. We'll get to that in a bit. All right. So, yeah, I will admit, the fight between them and the guards was cool.
Okay.
But Snoke. Snope or Snoke?
Snoke.
Snoke-ka.
Snoke-ka.
This dude can unite two consciousnesses from across the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't read the mind or see the lightsaber going next to him.
I agree with that.
That, you want to talk about
mm-hmm.
how contrived this movie was?
He's super powerful. He's like...
Apparently not.
Moving Rey around.
Apparently not.
Floating her through the air. Yeah. Can combine minds. And then, yeah. He died way too simple. I agree.
If he was drunk, I'd be like, well, you know, we've all had those
nights. I think it would have made more sense for him dying in the crash. I think it would have been cool if, like, what had happened where they're talking to him and all of a sudden, Laura Dern, I don't know her, I don't remember her name from the movie, but she flies through his ship and it just happens to be right there through the room and he dies that way.
Yeah, there's a lot, almost any reason I can think of him dying.
And he dies that way and then they fight. I think that would have been maybe, but it was very weird how they killed him so early.
But
that
there
he had
wasn't
no backstory. They never told us why he was so powerful. I agree. That was
then
definitely
who was his master?
We don't know.
Exactly.
We might find that out in the next movie.
Why? I don't give a crap. He's dead.
Yeah.
Alright, so no great one-on-one lightsaber duels though.
Okay.
Because that is a mainstay. Like, so what's the difference between
there is a one-on-one lightsaber duel in Force Awakens?
Yeah.
No?
The
three
of
them?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, the three of them had a great lightsaber duel.
That wasn't a one-on-one lightsaber
duel. Yeah, but like, it was still, but you could say that about the Phantom Menace, when they were fighting Darth Maul.
So, you didn't think that fight scene with Kylo and Rey was amazing?
No. Because they weren't fighting.
I had goosebumps in that fight scene.
I knew who was going to win. The people with the Force.
How did you know who was going to... But you knew who was going to win, but you didn't know if Kylo was going to kill Rey.
All right,
you didn't know if Rey was going to kill Kylo.
Yeah, I know.
At that point,
I knew they would be
once
fine.
They killed Snoke, you had no idea what was going to happen
did.
In that
They'd
movie.
Be fine.
The movie was completely original.
All right, so...
And you had no idea what
out,
direction it was going
to
go.
So, I used to play NFL Blitz on PlayStation with my neighbor Trevor. And the same thing happened every single game. I was a lot better than Trevor in NFL Blitz, but NFL Blitz... had this thing where it would balance you out.
Okay.
And so I'd go up on him like 30-7. You enter the fourth quarter. The game says, oh, player one's going to win. I better help player two. And he would do this thing where he would just call Hail Mary. And he would throw the ball up. And I could have 27 guys in the backfield. But he would catch it for a touchdown.
Every time.
Every time. Because there's balance in NFL Blitz.
Okay.
In a Star Wars movie, there's balance. You've got to have good and evil.
The Jedis don't always win.
But they don't die.
Qui-Gon died.
Yeah, but that's like...
Obi-Wan died.
No, no. They weren't the last hope.
All the Jedis died.
That wasn't the last hope.
When they did Order 66.
That was not the last hope.
How did we not know that Finn wasn't the hope?
Because he has no Jedi powers.
How do we know that? He's used a lightsaber.
I've used a lightsaber. It's made out of plastic. But, no, he's never shown any affinity for the Force.
There's no way you could have predicted what happened in that movie.
Yeah.
There's no way. It was completely original. It was the most original Star Wars movie we've ever had, aside from the trilogies, from the first three.
Yeah, yeah.
From the original
so
trilogy.
So what you're saying is, I just want to, like, I know.
We knew what was going to happen
in the
prequels.
The most original Star Wars is the Rogue One.
No. Because you knew what was going to happen. You knew that everybody had to die.
No, I didn't. When they died, I was like, oh, crap, they died.
Because you're not a Star Wars fanboy. I knew going into that movie that everybody was going to die. Because they never brought up the... They were never in the original trilogy. So how are they going to carry forward and bring them on if they're never in the original trilogy? I knew they were going to die from
the very beginning. Like a side mission crew. They could be forever special forces.
I had no idea Snoke was going to die, and I had no idea.
I had no idea Snoke was going to die because it was a bad decision to kill him. Like that, at least.
Did you know Luke was going to die?
That brings me to another point. So, where is that point? Why did Luke have to die that way?
I that is one thing that I disagree with in the movie.
Yeah, so if Luke would have flown on his X-Wing that they showed and
we
fought him in person...
We could write a movie all day long better.
Luke and Kylo, or whatever his name is, had a huge lightsaber fight on the ice field with the red whatever that was.
Uh-huh. It was salt on top of it.
By the way,
soil.
You didn't master flying... You have to have a ski. You didn't master flying 1,500 years ago on that planet. Anyways. And also, you had 13. And I remember they kept dying like that. I don't know if that can hear the snaps. They kept dying really fast. And yet, there was always plenty of them to keep dying. Anyways. So, why would Luke not show up and fight him in person? And if he died right there in the field, I'd have been like, Luke, you are an OG. But instead, he died in meditating.
I agree. That didn't make any sense to me.
Meditating
I think it would have made a lot more sense if they had Luke come to the planet, follow Rey, track Rey, sneak on the Falcon, whatever.
Yeah.
Get there and then confront Kylo and then go out like Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
I think if he would have said, you strike me down and do the exact same beat as Obi-Wan dying, I think that I would have been completely okay with that. But to have him, the force projection thing was just a little much. I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm glad you agree with all my points.
Not all of
them. Matt Donnelly just said, I agree with all of my points.
You should get my last name.
His name is Matt Donnelly. He lives off of Germany Avenue. All right, next point. So now you have to edit, you jerk. Next point.
Okay.
All the Rebel ships can go to hyperspace, right?
Right.
A-wings, X-wings, all that.
Yeah.
Why are the B-wings so freaking slow and immovable?
Because they have a million bombs in them.
Bad radio. You can't see what I'm doing. I'm giving Matt, like, the...
But...
I'm looking at you like your stupid face.
Who knows they're completely slow the whole time? They're slow because they're trying to bomb them.
Were they slow in A New Hope when they were attacking the Death Star? Were they slow... And
that's the first time we ever saw the bombers.
No, I don't follow Star Wars. I knew what a B-Wing was. I remember playing TIE Fighter versus X-Wings on my MS-DOS computer. I'm like slamming
I bet you slamming your glass down is really loud on that microphone. The B-Wing and the bombers are completely different things. Those weren't B-Wings. Those were bombers. We've never seen a bomber like that
No,
before.
Those were B-Wings. Bomber wings.
No. We've never seen a ship like that bomber.
Yeah, we have. Those are B-Wings.
No, we haven't.
Those are 100% B-Wings.
I'm 100% right. We've never seen a ship like
you
that.
You want to make a bet?
We've never seen a ship carrying individual bombs like that. In a That's video a... game?
Mm.
Yeah, and maybe in a video game, not in the actual movies. In the movies, we've never seen a bomber ship like that.
All right, so totally unrelated. How does gravity affect the bombs? Like when they were
in space.
Yeah.
It's a sci-fi movie. That doesn't bother me at all.
Oh, so you're willing to suspend disbelief?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All
right. It's a movie. I'm okay suspending disbelief.
I just want logic. There's disbelief and there's illogical.
There's no logic in a sci-fi movie.
All right. So the one logical thing they did that gave me chills.
Fiction. Science fiction.
Right. Hey.
Fiction is the main part of sci-fi, so I'm okay with
that. Serenity got it right. Firefly got it right. Why do you have to hate? Speaking of that, the zero sound in space, when they destroyed the giant Snoke ship and there was no sound.
How badass was that?
That was amazing. I will give that one moment like is really cool. Due and like, yeah, that was cool. Alright, let's keep going about how trash this movie was. Finn being a little coward, a little girly girl.
He's always been a coward.
Not like that.
Finn was a coward in Force Awakens.
He left.
He wanted to run.
He wanted to run because it was wrong, not because he was a girl.
He's been a girl.
Offense, ladies. Ladies, I love you. And
they showed how big...
Hey, time out. I got to talk to the ladies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ladies of this podcast.
Not many.
This is the...
Maybe one.
Hey, okay. Any ladies that might be listening to this podcast, this is the Reverend coming at you. How you doing? All right, so back to the podcast.
Finn has always been a coward.
Yeah, no, sir. A coward and somebody that knows what's right and wrong is different. He always knew what was right and wrong. I would say
he wanted to run from the First Order.
Because they knew it was wrong.
They were on Maz Kanata's planet.
He was saving the First Order.
He said, there's no way that I'm going to fight the First Order. They're going to come and they're going to kill us all. I'm running away.
You have a quasi point.
That is Finn's character. Finn is a coward. That's who he is.
So there's one black...
He wants to run. Wait, time out.
There's two black characters in all of Star Wars.
Okay.
One you're calling a coward.
And what's it? And a traitor.
And the other is Lando... The other is Lando Calrissian.
A coward and a traitor, yeah.
Yeah. Star Wars, you need to get some more...
I think they were okay with diversity.
Yeah.
I think they got the diversity thing down.
Yeah, with
now
one coward, one traitor, that's diversity. All right. Anyways, back to the story. Maybe. I'm just saying, he was a little too wussy at that point.
Nope.
I'm almost done, actually. All right. One of the things were the intentional moments that other Star Wars movies got right. They got wrong. The moments where they tried to be funny felt forced.
I agree. I think some of the funny moments felt forced.
Some of the...
It was a little too... A lot of people that listen to the podcast know that I'm not a fan of jokey jokes. And where a movie's trying to be too jokey.
No, Thor was jokey. But
and
amazing.
I think there was points that Thor was too jokey.
I don't.
I think they repeated the same jokes over and over and over again.
I think Thor decided that this is why I'm so excited about the new Han Solo movie. Thor decided it was going to be a comedy set to a superhero movie.
Yeah, but...
Han Solo movie is going to be a comedy set to Star Wars. Because
so?
Han Solo's hilarious. Like, the whole, like, talking to Guido, and Guido's like, I'm going to kill you. And he's like, pew, pew, and just shoots him. And Han Solo shot first. I'm a nerd, not a geek. And I'm just going to throw that out there. Even I know that. That's what makes Han Solo Han Solo. And having Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover, a.k.a. he doesn't have any AKAs other than that. As a comedian actor.
I think he's going to be cool as Lando.
Yeah. And it's going to be funny. Movie. And it's going to be a great movie. And it's going to be lighthearted.
There were definitely moments that didn't fit. Like when Luke milked the big giant sea cow thing.
Yeah. You're like, what the heck are you doing, you weirdo?
That was weird.
And then like.
And the fish thing. Him catching the big
and
fish.
And BB-8 wouldn't have been like, I'm wearing a garbage can. Also, I've never seen a garbage can in any Star Wars movie. But I'm going to pretend like this is a costume. Right? It's contrived.
It was weird. Yeah.
Like, that's my biggest problem with this movie is the idea of it being so dadgum contrived.
There
it was
goes.
So forced.
The catchphrase, dadgum.
It was so... Yeah, it was just... It wasn't...
Did you have fun watching the movie?
No. I felt like I was doing a chore to get to the next movie and or to get to the Han Solo movie.
Wow.
I would go that far. All right, that was just it. There was no moments that I was like, this is so intense, I'm holding onto my seat. There was no moment where I got a chill on my back. If it was any other franchise, if it was any other movie, if it was like an independent movie, you'd be like, I'm really glad they made this attempt.
I disagree. I had several moments where I had goosebumps. I had several moments that I got teary-eyed.
If it was a Star Trek movie, would you feel the same way?
I would.
Bad radio. I'm looking at Matt like I don't believe him.
I would. I enjoyed the J.J. Abrams Star Wars movies. I thought those were great.
Thought they were much better. All right. Man, I think we might have gone through my entire list.
Okay, so question. What did you think about the reveal of Rey's parents? Do you think that was...
That her parents were nobodies?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish it was better.
I think that was perfect because nobody saw it coming.
Everyone saw
nobody
it coming.
Nobody predicted that.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, by not predicting anything, I predicted that it was nobody.
So, if you had to rate the movie on a scale of 1 to 10 stars, 1 being absolute worst movie you've ever seen, 10 being the best movie you've ever seen.
It was the worst Star Wars I've ever seen.
Okay. We're not doing that. 1 to 10 stars. Not a Star Wars movies, but just ranking movies.
A ranking movies?
Yeah, just in general. Worst movie you've ever seen to the best movie
you've
ever seen.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 3.
3 for you? Wow.
It was that bad.
Like, see, and I think
if it was an hour and a half, I would be like, well, it was an hour and a half waste of my life.
I think that's the thing you see on the internet. It's completely torn. There's people who love it, and there's people who hate it. It's completely just straight up.
Hey, ma'am, quick question for you. Have you seen the new Star Wars? Good call. You missed what just happened. We're at the Celtic Ray in Punta Gorda, and I asked this random girl on the street if she saw the new Star Wars, and she said, no, I've heard from all my friends. I should probably skip this one.
That's not what she said.
What did she say, Matt? You tell it.
She said that it's not Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. It's not Star Wars. That's way worse.
It is Star Wars.
No, no. By name, but not.
I felt like it was a Star Wars movie. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. And that's what you go to movies for. You go for movies for fun and have a good time.
Yeah, but I felt like it was a chore to watch that to get to the next one.
I escaped through that whole movie.
Good for you. That makes
the edge of my seat.
That makes 1 out of 3 of us, apparently. Hey, and hey, first off, it sounds like I'm condescending to him, but 333 in baseball is a very good average. I'm proud of you, Matt.
Keep calm and geek on.